And I don't think there's anything wrong with that at times. And I think that's something that we cherish. But sometimes people do not speak well of us. And so the question is, should we always desire that? And does Christ say something about that? And if you look in Luke, the sixth chapter, verse 26. And it says, woe, so Luke, the sixth chapter, verse 26. Woe to you when all men speak well of you. Woe to you when all men speak well of you. For their fathers used to treat the false prophets in the same way. So, the question is, I don't think there's anything wrong with people speaking well of us, but I question if everyone's speaking well of us, are we meeting this verse here? Because basically what happened is false prophets in the Old Testament would tell people what they wanted to hear. As we went over Elijah and Elisha tonight, they had their detractors. You know, Jezebel hunted Elijah quite vigorously. And every prophet in the Old Testament had people that disagreed with them. And so, as we think about that, as we walk through life, you have to ask the question, if I'm never disagreeing with someone on religion, am I telling people what they want to hear? Because Christ says that might be the case. That is the case, probably. So turn to 1 John, the 4th chapter. 1 John, the 4th chapter. And so here we're going to read 6 verses. Beloved, 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of an Antichrist, in which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are not from the world, therefore they speak as from the world. And the world listens to them. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And so as we walk through life, how do we determine? And so it gives us some hints here of people that we should say, that's an evil spirit. And there are people out there that say that. So the Muslim religion says Christ was a good prophet, and that's all he was. Well, did they just misinterpret what John told us here in 1 John? Jesus, verse 2, Jesus Christ confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh and is from God. So we read that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe that He's the Son of God. So whenever we have, now, I don't think you start off with an antagonistic attitude towards anyone whenever you're trying to teach the scriptures. We see many people that are converted in the New Testament. We see, but we also see presenting the facts. We see Peter a number of times in the sermons and Acts, as Mark last year did several different lessons on those. And then, you know, whenever you look at Acts 2:36, Peter doesn't mince his words that you crucified him. You crucified the Son of God. And so whenever we read passages like Luke, and we read passages like this, so the question is, how do we discern spirits? And so as a congregation, we're trying to read through the Old Testament. We see passages being sent out. How are we going to discern what's from God and what's not? And we're only going to be able to discern that if we know God's Word. And so whether it's me or whether it's anyone else, we need to be holding the Scriptures up and saying, is this the Word of God that's being preached? Are we discerning that? And I think one of the things that's in our time, we have to be testing that every day. Is people following, as in verse 6, we are from God, we being the apostles. He who knows God listens to us. And he who is not from God does not listen to us. And so whenever people are refusing to say, yeah, I read that, but that's not what I believe, what are they just describing? They're discounting whether we're in the life of Christ or we're in the letters to the church. I forget how we say that. Whether you're either one of those areas, we need to be understanding that this is how we can tell false teachers. And so we should not be surprised whenever we're out teaching, and we need to be doing that. We're told to go out and spread the gospel. We're going to have people that believe it. We're going to have people that accept it. But I've also had people that didn't accept it. Now, I've, you know, take a self-evaluation saying, okay, did I encumber those people in the way I taught them or an antagonistic attitude? I've always tried to ask myself that, but older I get, whenever I'm just sitting there reading and someone says, yep, I see what that says, but I don't believe that. I said, well, let's read it again. And you know what? I finally figured out. Or usually they'll say, I just don't see that. I figured out they just can't see it. And the question, too, is what are we doing for ourselves? So make sure, are we in the Word, and are we discerning spirits? Are we discerning each other? Are we questioning each other? Because we want to be faithful in the end. We want to be seen as someone that's humbling ourselves and following the Scriptures. So in our world today, we like to be polite. But Christ says, woe to the person that everyone likes. Because as we read in the Old Testament, those people were not giving God's Word. They were telling people what they wanted to hear. And if we love one another, if we love the world, are we going to tell them what they want to hear, or are we going to tell them the gospel that could potentially get them to heaven? Are we going to correct ourselves in sin, and are we going to correct other people in sin? And so we need to do that in the best and loving way as we can. And I always think about, you know, if you're thinking about, well, how do you rebuke somebody? Think about whenever you're rebuking your child. You're looking for a win-win. You never look for a win-lose. And that's the love that God wanted us to do. But that doesn't mean we allow the child to get away with something. But you always try to approach it for a win-win situation. Now, if you've been a parent long enough, you know you can't get everything as a win-win. And you know that as a parent, you're not your child's friend for many years. So think about that. Think about your life. Is it okay to be contentious at times? I'm going to tell you, I think that's what the Bible teaches. Because we've got to discern the spirits. And that's our responsibility. And the only way we're going to be able to measure is by studying God's Word more. Because we're not going to recognize error if we're not into the Word. And I can tell you, it's funny whenever you're talking to someone and they're telling a story and you're sitting there and you're going, you just told a lie. I mean, you're telling your story as they're telling the story as, you know, they lied to this person to get away with what this and they were bragging about getting away. And you're sitting there going like, but that's where the world is. And the question is, are we trying to love the world and correct them? And I always go back to Ezra. I love the passage in chapter 7. You know, Ezra sought to learn the word. He applied it to his life, and then he taught it. And notice the order of that in Ezra 7, because number one, we can't go teach the word if we hadn't applied it to our lives, because the world's going to see that hypocrisy. Not that we're not perfect. None of us are perfect. I understand that. But make sure we do that. So let's discern the spirits. Let's study God's word. Let's be doing our Bible reading. Reagan has run over 1,000 applications in the last two or three classes from the Old Testament. And that's kind of a humor. I'm glad all of y'all, some of you are smiling. You can't read these Old Testament passages and just say, and Reagan's, we couldn't get through what we're trying to do if Reagan was doing the application. So, I mean, Reagan and I have laughed. I said, man, you know, there's all kind of application. He says, oh, I know. You know, we're trying to go through that. But if you read those applications, those principles that we see back in the Old Testament are very applicable to us today. And so in our Bible reading, as Jarrett did tonight, you know, we're back in Judges right now. I mean, there's a lot of good lessons. And we're seeing Gideon. Gideon asked for a sign. Well, the next chapter over, he's going to ask for two more signs. What does that mean? Our God is patient with us. That's what I think it means. So there's a lot of love that we can see, but there's also where Gideon's going to do. But see, those passages are important that we learn. We learn God's character. And whenever people are seeking Him, I think God's bending over backwards to save us. But we've got to humble ourselves. So test the spirits. That's the lesson for tonight. And make sure your thinking is that you don't want to be liked by everybody. It's okay to be disliked. It's okay. Especially whenever we're dealing with God's Word. If there's anyone here who needs to obey the gospel or needs the encouragement of the congregation, we always leave this last song as a time of encouragement and for the congregation as we stand and sing.